And that was chill.
Pale Blue Eyes by The Velvet Underground. I'm really quiet.
Yeah, turn up.
No.
Tried.
Is that any better? Oh, I still sound like Fate. I might go to the other.
No, stay on that one.
I have to on this one, I suppose.
No, you sound okay.
I don't.
You do. You're coming through perfect.
Am I?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, it sounds really like echoey to me.
Right, for all listeners, if you thought we were normally unprepared, wait until you hear the next 2 hours. We are without the star of the show this week.
Yeah.
Jake Simkis is in the bosom of Cowbridge. And Jake, I hope you're listening with the family.
Yeah, you better add me, Jake.
And please text in, but no requests. You're not playing any of your songs.
No, definitely not.
So, Jill, let's play another song. It's a brilliant song by The Jam.
My apologies. We have a Jake here. It's really bad not having Jake.
I know. Please, Jake. We're missing you. Please text in.
Text in, Jake. We'll try and do a phone in if I can work out how to do it. That might not go that well. We'll try and phone Jake see what he's up to.
So, Joel, we asked a couple of people to join us today.
Yeah.
Dan Lewis.
Yep.
And Ashley Wilton.
I know, and
he's blown his chances big stuff.
Yeah, he definitely has, Mike.
He's never coming on ever again. Ash.
If you're listening, Ashley, and I don't think you are, because you said you're going to be out all day, so if you do listen to this, then we'll be angry, although I suppose you can listen to the podcasts.
As the saying go, Ashley, you've urinated on your own chips.
Yeah. And that was Bruce Springsteen with Thunder Road.
There's no jig today.
I know.
As we keep mentioning.
And to be honest, though, as well, this has probably been our most shoddy performance in terms of tech, even since the beginning. Our first day, and Jake does none of that stuff, so I don't know why it should make a difference, but clearly it does.
We'll just tell listeners what Jake actually does on the show. Nothing.
Yeah. he provides us with no content before the show or anything like that, but it's literally what he says to us, how he responds. On the spot.
He just brings himself, which is all.
That's all we need. That's all we ask.
That's all we ask for. So there's normally a section on the show called Jake's Agony Aunt.
Yep.
But today we have Joel's Agony Aunt.
Uh-huh.
Ready, Joel?
Yeah, we haven't got the jingle, but so what's it go like?
Hi, Joel.
Alright.
I'm a massive fan of the show. I had a huge argument with my girlfriend last week. She wanted a white Christmas tree. I want green. What colour is the best and why?
Well, if you want to take some advice from Jake's little brother, Eli.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jake said he went for a black Christmas tree, which
I've never seen one.
No, I don't think I've ever seen one of those, unless it was green to start with and they had a fire. I don't know if that's the case. But he just completely covered it with tinsel, so you couldn't tell what colour it was. So just my advice is, don't worry about what colour it is, just cover it in as much tinsel and crap as you've got and that you can manage to get hold of, and just completely wrap it until you can't see the colour of the tree anymore. Answered.
Pretty good.
Got my seal of approval. Pretty good.
So you don't have a preference?
No. What's your preference? Green is my preference.
Yeah. Like, it's purple ones as well. And
yeah. Well, I like the real Christmas trees, so you have to have green in them, I think.
Me and Joel are fans of Strictly Come Dancing.
No, I'm not. Don't touch me with that brush. It's on, so I watch it, but I'm not a fan. Mike's a fan of Strictly Come Dancing, and I know enough about it.
Joel, I missed it last night, so if you can
fill you in.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers to anyone, but so if you listen, actually no, I'm not going to say turn away now, because
did you say two dancers have gone?
No, they haven't gone. It's just,
oh, they go tonight, don't they?
Yeah, it was my bet on who it will go out. Well, basically, Harry Judd, who I think is the favourite to win.
Yeah.
He did quite well. I think he got 39 on both dances. Craig gave him a 9 for both. The others gave him full marks.
He doesn't throw marks away, Craig.
No. Chelsea Healy, I can't remember what she did on her first mark. She didn't get full marks on the first one, but on a second one she got a full 40.
She's a funny looking thing.
Yeah, right.
Isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's had like loads of surgery, hasn't she?
Really?
Yeah, she got her lips done and her
knockers.
Yeah.
If she were.
Yeah, well, my sister said that's what happened. So
it bounced too much, to be fair.
You watch Waterloo Road?
No.
Well, she's on that, isn't she? And my sister watches that, and she started off as one of the pupils on it, but now she's the secretary, because her character was quite popular.
Okay.
But she looks quite a lot different to what she did now, so it's got to be surgery, basically.
Jill, what do you have lined up next? Have you picked a song?
Well, I'm going to try and go for the one that I just tried to play. But hopefully this is just the track one, because that doesn't sway. I don't think it does anyway. You know, I'm doubting myself.
If you look at the album cover, do that one.
Yeah, I'll do the album cover to play safe. And it's by The Hook Who, who are a great band. And the thing I like about this one in particular is the bass line in it. And I think you'll appreciate this, but Mike.
Yeah, Joe's a bassist, so he'd recognise
it. Yeah, although I'm turning into the drums now, aren't I?
Ooh.
But it's got a great bass track. By one of the greatest bassists, in my opinion. John Entwistle, and it's The Real Me by The Who.
Can ya?
Sorry about that. We're having technical difficulties. It's just gone off.
Joel's having technical difficulties.
It's not me. It's this. We've got a plan on the show, and we want to try and get Jake on the phone in. But literally, his phone's off.
So Jake, if you're listening,
put your phone on.
Please turn it on.
And I don't know if you are listening, but hopefully you are. You aren't texting yet, if you are. So if you are listening and you're not texting in, right, the show's over.
I'd be disappointed if he wasn't listening.
The band, I'd be thinking of calling the band off. Or replacing him, although we got no one to replace him with. Ashley wants to come back on.
No way, he's no Jake.
he came on as a guest, if for those who didn't listen, last... when was it, last Tuesday?
Yes.
And he got a taste for it, I think. And now he wants to be on every week. But we gave Ashley the opportunity to come on today, and he turned us away, didn't he? Like Mike might have mentioned earlier.
And Joel, you've got a lot of making up to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just me.
Dan Lewis, Joel and Ashley.
Yeah.
Running out of the pub like three little schoolgirls giggling. It was pathetic.
I can give the full story for that.
No, you can't.
I can. There's no excuse, but I can give the story. Basically,
I think Dan's the only one with a conscience.
Yeah, although at the time he was well up for it and his conscience.
No, you were. Joel, it was you. You were the instigator.
No. Well, I was the instigator, but I didn't need to convince them.
Who were the legs?
I didn't need to convince them.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Yes, you'd lie to yourself.
I just said it once, and Jake's brother liked it. But,
Who else?
Oh, whoops.
Who else? Who else liked it?
I don't know, it's loading.
Joel, what are you doing?
It's loading. Jeez. But literally, Mike wants to go. Ben James. Mike wants to go to the pub after. We have 9 till 5 on a Friday, usually, and when we finish the day, none of us can be bothered to go to the pub. But Mike's always insistent on it. If you say to Mike, "Oh no, I don't want to go," he does this guilt trip thing on you, which me and Dan in particular hate. We can't
No, you don't.
We do.
You don't.
We parked on a sour note, so we thought rather than actually say, "Oh Mike, we don't want to go," and then you do the guilt trip and force us to come out for one.
I never do the guilt trip.
Yes, you do.
I don't force
we
you.
We thought, I know.
Why don't we just giggle and run like little schoolgirls?
Look, there's another door there that they haven't seen. Why don't we just run straight out of it? And
who said that?
All right, that was my friend Alex. I don't know if you. You take over, Mike.
Yeah. So they thought they thought they were unseen running through the door, and I just see them a little giggling, three of them, running through the side entrance.
No,
Yes.
Why didn't you run after us if you wanted us to?
Because I thought you were going to come back. I didn't.
It was funny.
It was funny to you three.
The funny thing was as well that we ran all the way to the station. We didn't just run around the corner. We ran all the way to the station just in case you came running after us. And then Eric phoned us all. And he wasn't happy either, was he?
I hope Santa doesn't bring you any goodies.
What did Henry say about it?
I can't say on here.
Oh, did he? I didn't think he'd care.
Yeah, he did care. He was kicking up big stuff.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't.
He was.
Mike was kicking off. Eric was seemed a bit annoyed. But yeah, apart from that, I think.
Oh yeah. So if Jake's mother's listening, could you please contact Jake and ask him to ring in, please? Thank you.
I'm gonna put another song on now. It's Mike. Oh, whoops. Is there any you particularly want on, Mike?
Let's have a look. It's up on my list. Let's look. We'll
this is so unprofessional. We need
number
Jake.
Number 7. We'll go with the Black Crowes. She Talks to Angels. Explain yourself, Joel.
Literally, I just saw that was on the university's like playlist.
And they were throttling at the mouth.
The radio playlist thing, and I just thought, oh, that's just such a good radio song. That I'd play it, and we've had two texts.
Read them up.
One's from Ashley, so we'll try and do if you can do a phone in, Ashley, let us know, because we want to do one.
I'll have a think about that.
And he said, we decided last week, Madhouse, you guys need me this so bad. And another one from, I think it's from my friend Alex from home, and this phone is terrible. It says, this song takes me back to a simpler time when Joel and Two Tone Tony and the Jives, oh no, you didn't say on the Jives, were singing their wee little hearts out to it in Phil's room.
Oh, was that a band you were in?
Well, it wasn't really.
Who was Tony?
It's my friend James. And basically Alex, who just texted in, started calling him Tony because he came into school one day with a Tony Montana t-shirt. So from then on, he started calling him Tony.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. Which is instantly what he called. Oh, never mind.
So, Ashley, we want you ringing in, please.
Yeah, let us know, because we want to do a phone in. We just want to test it out.
Have
you
texted?
Well, only on A. And he seems to be listening, so... Let us know, Ash.
Because it's raining. Smoothest segment. This is the Counting Crows Ring King. It's number 11, Joel.
Okay. It will be 11 this time.
Yeah.
That was Counting Crows. Fair play. Right, you've got a story to tell about Henry.
Yeah. Last week, when you three little girlies ran out on us giggling... Yep. Me, Eric, and Henry went up for a session. So we were getting the rounds in, and Eric decided that we should, for one round, have three black Russians.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go now.
So Henry went to the bar. It came to £19.
It was his round?
Yeah. I think it's the most expensive round he's ever bought.
You can't trust these Norwegians. Am I allowed to say that? Oh, well, I don't mean it offensively.
Yes, you do.
I just mean that Norwegian, Eric.
You don't like Norwegian music, do you, Joe?
Well, Eric's played a couple on it, and I don't think any of us have really liked any of them.
They're okay, but you just really don't like them.
Well, I don't really know like them, I'm just not a fan.
Yes, you do.
No, Jake hates them, just to say. Jake, Eric, if you're listening, Jake hates those Norwegian music. I don't mind them, it's just I don't love them.
But Jake is a bit of a music snob.
Oh,
he owns, he owns 10 albums.
He owns 10 albums, and yet he criticises everyone else's music. So either that he doesn't buy a lot of music, or that he's really, really fussy in what he buys, and that's why he's only got 10. But if you listen to the music that he likes, which some of you who listen to the show will have, it's all rubbish.
It's not.
Has he played any good music?
Yeah, he likes The Cure and The Smiths.
Oh, well, The Cure I can live with. The Smiths... I could live with them, but they'd probably eventually drive me to suicide.
The Great Smiths. Jill?
But,
what are you picking?
This is a good British band.
This is a great British band.
Yeah, unlike the Smiths. And it's a good punk band called The Clash.
Train in Vain.
I've heard them, and it's Train in Vain, yes. Romeo and Juliet by wrong microphone by Dire Straits, and just to let you all keep you up to date, It's just me and Mike doing the show today. No Jake Simkiss for anyone who listens regularly. But Jake has got in touch with us and said we can try and do a phone-in with him. We've never done one before, but we'll have a go. We'll see if it works. Otherwise, we'll just be holding his... and we'll be holding the phone on speaker next to the microphone and talking to him that way. But Mike's going to have to try and get a cable somewhere, an audio cable, in order for us to plug in. So it's just me at the moment. So rather than bore you just by rambling on a bit, I'll put another song on, and it's going to be by the Beatles, because I love the Beatles. Anyone who listens to the show regularly will know that. And it's a good song, and it's A Day in the Life. And that was the Beatles with A Day in the Life. We've had a request in, and it's from my good friend Alex Thomas. And it's for Van Morrison, Glad Tidings. I'll just play that for you now, just to explain to anyone who's just started listening. We're Michael and me are covering a show today. We don't usually come on this time. We usually do a show on Tuesday with Jake Simkiss. Jake Simkiss is Tupperware homunculus. Jake couldn't do it today because he's having Sunday lunch with his family. And he's listening to us now. And we've got in touch with him, and he's going to do a phone-in with us. But we need to wait for Mike to get a lead in order to listen to Jake. So stay tuned, because you might want to hear that. It might go horribly wrong. But then again, you might hear the ramblings of Jake, which is always good to listen to. And in the meantime, let's listen to this. And it's Van Morrison with Glad Tidings. In LA, you down low and easy, and the love that you kiss will say Christmas. Hear the mass that you travel the distance, you will leave no lies. Dry your eyes and realize fast. La 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 la. In the business, we'll shake hands and talk in numbers. And the princess will wake up from her slumber. And all the knights will step forth with their armbands. And every stranger you meet in the street will make demands. So believe no lies and try your eyes. Taking any chances, but meet them halfway with love, peace, and persuasion, and expect them to rise for the occasion. And it gratifies when you see it materialize right in front of your eyes.
That was... I can't hear me, Joe. What have you done? This one as well, look. What are you doing?
You're three, you're two of them.
I can't hear me.
You've got the wrong headphones, probably.
I haven't, I got the ones you give me.
No, you can hear, you don't worry about it.
They can't.
Basically, there was two songs there, Van Morrison, Glad Tidings, and Neil Young by like Hurricane, both by Alex, and I think his mother chose the other one. Both great songs, and it's two people you love as well, aren't they, Mike?
Who did you play?
Neil Morrison. Van Morrison, and Neil Young.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of them too. So Joel is, he's linking the phone unit up so that we can have a conversation with Jake.
This is sloppy. We shouldn't try new things, we should stick to what we know.
Probably don't know much.
Is it good? We can't hear anything.
I'm gonna have to do it on Yes.
Well, I can, but it might just be coming through my phone.
I can hear him.
Is he coming through the speaker? Yeah. Talk again, Jake.
Yeah, I can hear him.
He's coming through the speaker.
Yeah.
From the headphones.
Yeah.
I can't hear you through the speaker.
No, not me. Can your parents hear you on the online?
I'm online, yeah. I'm listening to the show. And literally, the only thing that all of your viewers can hear is you saying, can you hear him?
Now can they hear him?
Oh, no, I can hear it. There's a delay.
Yay.
This is coming through the
microphone.
We're going to have to turn the studio speakers off. Yeah, we have to resort to old measures.
No, I'm embarrassing myself on air to one of the listeners.
How clear do you think you are? Can you hear you clearly?
Oh, right, okay. Right, you ask me a question and then wait for a while.
Okay. Have you had dinner?
And then I'll answer it.
Mike's just asked you, have you had dinner?
Have I had dinner?
Yeah.
Yep.
What did you have?
Yep. I've had dinner. It was lovely. Thank you.
He said, what did you have?
No, Joel, wait.
Why?
Is it delay? He's got to answer
it. It doesn't matter. He shouldn't be listening to himself.
We had Sunday lunch with beef, and we had roast potatoes. And you're talking over me here.
No, I'm not. It's just the delay.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Don't listen to yourself. Just listen to what I'm saying to you through the phone.
Okay, I'll shut the laptop.
Go to another room, yeah.
Oh, come on, Jake. This is amateur
hour. So
you were supposed to be our
saviour.
You were supposed to be our saviour today, Jake.
You can't hear you. You have to speak through the phone. Can you hear Michael now?
I can't hear Michael now. I've turned it off.
All right.
You've turned it off.
Come here. Right.
Hello, Jiggy.
Hello, Joel.
Oh, that's Mike, all right?
Yeah, you've only known us nearly 2 years and you can't distinguish between our voices.
It's not... Oh, really shit.
Pardon? What do you think of the show today?
What did I think of the show today? Well, I only tuned in at 20 to 2. So...
What do you think
I missed dessert... specifically to listen to your show. I heard you saying, I can't do the show without Jacob, and I was thinking, well, that's a shame.
Oh, good job you didn't hear the first word, because it was nice. But anyway, what are you thinking of the music?
Nice.
What are you thinking of the music, Jake?
Well, I think the music, it just got progressively worse, in all honesty.
What?
One of my friends chose that, Jake, and he'll beat you up for saying that.
They were Joel's mate's choices, and Joel's mate's mother.
Right.
Apologise.
So is that the one of the viewer?
Yeah, one of the listeners, yeah. Well, I suppose you can see
it. It says viewer.
Oh, viewer then. Is the webcam on? Because we can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was last time I was watching. You know another thing as well? Something we should tell all of our listeners.
Yes.
Who are listening to a two-hour show.
Yes.
The adverts that come up. You get an advert at the beginning, but then you get another advert.
Okay.
And I was just hoping that you wouldn't ring me when this advert was playing.
And did it?
But you didn't. You took much longer. So that's okay.
Jake.
We're having technical difficulties.
Jake.
What do you mean having technical difficulties?
Jake.
Yep.
Who are you with?
Who am I with? I'm with my auntie and my mum and my sister and my brother.
Can we speak to your mother?
Can we? Yes. Mum, I really want to speak to you. Well, there's one other. There's one now because I've shut my laptop, so...
What did I call your mother, Jake?
I don't know, they both sound the same over the phone. Yeah.
Jake.
Hello.
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 Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
I'm very pleased to speak to you.
We just want to congratulate you on having a wonderful son.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's okay. Has he been sneaking around the house trying to open the presents? Has he been sneaking around the house trying to open his presents or trying to find his presents?
No, not at all. No, but he has picked out some of my wrapping paper he's taken home with him.
We did like the tree.
Eh?
We did like the tree.
Eli's.
He,
Eli's.
Eli's tree. We did like it.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was the first thing when Jake walked into the house yesterday. He cut the tree, and he was so excited, and he's taking pictures of it straight away. It has got loads of fairy lights on there, but you can't see them for the tinsel.
So, have you got any embarrassing childhood stories about Jake you wish to
None
tell
that
us?
I can think of at the moment, no. Sorry, I'll have to think of some and then let you know.
Okay. Yeah, would you like to pick a song? We'll play a song.
Pick a song? Can you do that?
Yeah, if you pick a song, we'll play it.
Okay. We were talking about this earlier. Now, did you play the Stereophonics? Was it Dakota? Did you play that the other week?
No, we got that. We have got that on the database.
Okay, we'll have one of those.
One of them.
But yeah, I like that.
Jake did say you were a fan of the Cocteau Twins as well.
Yeah,
probably yeah, could play them. I'm a big fan of them.
Years ago, and I've just recently bought some more, so they're quite good.
Yeah, I'm
you
a
got some of that?
I'm a big fan. Yeah, we could play them. Any particular track by them?
I haven't got a clue what they're called.
Yeah, they've all got funny names, haven't they?
Yeah, and they all sound really weird, and they're played as well, but I quite like that.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you, and nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Very nice to talk to you. Do you want Jake back?
Yeah, and we'll just play the Stereophonics in a bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Jake?
Hello.
It was nice to speak to your mother.
It was, wasn't it?
She seemed to
know. I'd like to put in another request as well. It's from my gran, if you can play that afterwards.
Yes.
If we have enough time, because we're getting on a bit now, aren't we? Mm. It might have to go into next week. But could we play some point either this week or in the...
On Tuesday.
Can you play Yesterday by the Beatles?
Definitely, Jake.
Jake, we got a Beatles song coming up as well.
I'm sure you have.
I've already played one.
Which one? Mother
Nature Calls. A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
We're put to coat on now, though.
Jake, we got a guest coming on this Tuesday.
Who?
I'll give you a clue. She's in our class, and she's Irish.
But is it Ellen?
Yes.
Yes.
How did you guess?
I'm good with my powers of deduction, me, aren't I?
So brush up on your Irish history.
Brush up on my Irish history.
And your Irish accent.
And my Irish... Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. We'll speak to you... speak to you on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. Right, Jake?
All right. Well, I think that was definitely worth the hour build-up.
Yeah. Well, we resorted to just put it on speaker, though, Jake. There's nothing fancy about it.
No.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you on our next radio show.
Yeah, which is on Tuesday. Give it a plug, Jake.
Which is on Tuesday. From 7 to 8. Loyal audience.
Okay. Thanks for speaking, Jake.
Bye. Take care, Jake.
Go
on. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye to your mother as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we might have done it the old-fashioned way of holding a phone. Well, I don't suppose it's the old-fashioned way, but holding a phone up to a speaker.
And you sent me running around Cardiff to get the proper cable.
Yeah,
I know.
It just turned out to be a waste of time, but you can never have too many Jack Leeds, can't you?
This is dedicated...
to Jake. Yeah, Jake's mother chose this, and it's Dakota by the Stereophonics. And it's coming up now. Oh, this is terrible, this.
Oh, my God. Joel, you are useless.
It's not me, it's...
Of course it's you. What?
Just
play it on YouTube. Okay.
Here it is. Enjoy.
Dedicated to...
Jake's mother. We'll just call her Jake's mother, safer. Mike's been calling her Lady P. Lady P, because I think Jake told us to call her that, though, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yeah.
So, blame Jake for that. But, yeah.
She seems really nice, Jake. You have a nice mother.
Yep. And also, Well, basically, all this really told us is that if we want to do a phone-in on the show, I just put it on speaker.
Yeah, don't say
put my phone on speaker and just hold it next to the microphone, and then you have to come over to my microphone and share.
Don't send me running around Cardiff on a, on a busy shop.
Yeah, that was pointless. That was pointless. Was it crazy in Cardiff?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, lots of queues in the shop.
Oh, God, I've got to go in now, right after this.
Have you?
Yeah, my mother wants me to pick a jumper because my nan won't be listening. Yeah, my nan.
Jumper.
My nan wants something to get me as a surprise, but my mother didn't want to just choose something that I wouldn't like, so I got to choose it, and then she's giving it to my nan. Uh-huh. Don't tell my nan.
Do you know what colour you're going for? What colour scheme?
I'm not like Jake. I'm not really into my fashion.
Stripes, hoops.
I'll stick with the stripes.
Go with the stripes.
Play it safe.
Play slimming.
What are you trying to say?
But the conversation we just had with Jake's mother was about the Cocteau Twins. I'm a big fan. This is a brilliant song called Heaven or Las Vegas. On the phone?
I'm sorry we had to
cut that song short. We've got a special guest.
We've got a special guest on live now. He's only got 10 minutes, so you got to quickly put him on. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
You're on air now, okay, so don't swear.
Okay.
Ashley.
Yes, Michael.
Do you want to come on the show ever again as a guest?
Oh, I don't know, Mike.
You have a lot of making up to do.
I am aware. I'll have to do a start at the bottom rung of the ladder and work my way up, but I'm willing to do what's necessary to be part of a tough firm again.
You were one of the three giggling schoolgirls who run out from the pub last week. You've got blood on your hands, Wilton.
My jaw's doing, I assure you.
Who suggested it, Ashley?
it was Joe. Right next to you, there's your answer.
No, it wasn't. It was you, Ash. Wait, Ash. Dan's playing football. He's not listening. Hey, it was Dan.
No, it's not Dan. Dan's got a...
Who was it, Ash?
Dan has a good heart. You two
it
just...
It was Joel.
Oh, yeah. You... Get off here. You're not coming back on this show.
Ashley,
Joel, the head stooge.
I know it's Joel. It's always Joel.
It's not me. It wasn't me.
I seen his big bum wiggling as he was running out giggling.
Do you have anything to say to... Do you have anything to say to Mike?
Hello. You alright?
I think you owe me an apology, Ash. Can you apologise live on air, please?
Okay, well, while we're on air then, yeah, sure, why not?
Go on.
To Mike and everyone a part of Tough Homunculus except for Joel, I love the job that you do. I love the show. I can see this show just going places in the future and I want to be a part of it.
Okay, Ash.
So sorry, everybody.
Because I have a good heart, you're forgiven, okay?
Well, thank you, Michael.
Is Dan forgiven, Mike?
Yeah, Dan's always forgiven. Dan's a good one.
Just me then, alright. We'll speak to you on...
No, we're doing it. Ashley. Okay.
He's got to go in soon.
Yeah. Ash, you can pick a song.
Oh, yeah.
I can pick a song. Is it going to be any song?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't swear.
Yes, you can pick a song.
Oh, that just cuts my choices.
I know. Ashley.
Where,
pick a T-Rex song.
A T-Rex song? Wait. Oh, what's the... Name me T-Rex song.
Showdown of the Revolution.
What's the most obvious one, I would
say? Children of the Revolution.
20th Century Boy, that's it.
Oh, yeah, Century Boy. Yeah, go on. Go for that one.
We'll play that for you.
Okay.
See you next week.
Have a good time wherever you're going.
See you
next week. Bye, Ash. Bye.
Cue it up, Jill.
I got to set that up first. So, keep them talking, Mike.
Set it up? You just got to type into YouTube and press play.
You're trying to make it sound like you can do it in like a second, and that's impossible,
well,
Mike.
Yeah. Well, you can.
We can't, because I'm like I'm talking while I'm doing it. And this is ridiculous. This is just about last Friday when I ran away.
I play the album cover version.
Is that the album cover?
No.
Is that the album cover?
Does it look like an album cover?
That does.
Go on then.
There might not be. We'll go for it. It can't be many live versions of that. He died.
Yeah, but he lived a life.
Here it is, Ash. That was Mark Bolan T-Rex with 20th Century Boy, chosen by Ashley Wilton.
Chosen by Ashley Wilton, who said last time, when I asked him the question, Ashley, what's your favourite record of all time? T-Rex is greatest hits. And me and Joe just had to tell him the name of songs by T-Rex. Ashley covers Blown.
Yeah. Don't go on pretending to be a fan of someone you know, Ashley. It's not good. He's probably not listening. No. Well, we've come into the end of the show now. And one thing we've noticed, we're doing a cover for the show today because someone said on Facebook that they couldn't make the show. I don't know who usually has it. But when we got to the studio, there wasn't anyone here. So there was no one doing the show beforehand. And there doesn't appear to be anyone coming to do the show now. And I know it finishes on a Sunday at 5 anyway.
What are you trying to say about the Kilo Radio, Joe?
Well, I'm saying that people don't turn up to do their shows.
Do they need to pull their finger out?
We only get an hour, but we fill it every week.
I think they need to pull their finger out.
Yeah, they need to pull their finger out. We'll swap. We'll do the Sunday show. Oh, well, Jake can't, can he? Because he's at your Sunday lunch with his granddaddy's.
So we have a special guest on our regular show on Tuesday.
Who's that? Oh, yeah. Ellen.
Well, she ain't special now, is she? You'll just get away.
Well, you already mentioned it when you were talking to Jake on the phone.
Was that recorded? Was that on the radio?
Was that like when we were talking to Jake? When I was holding an extra microphone.
And the delay.
Oh, yeah. That was causing problems. That was a bit amateur, Jake.
So tune in Tuesday, 7 to 8.
Yeah. And basically no one's coming now, so you'll...
Thank you to all those who've texted in, which was quite a few today.
Yeah.
Five.
We had quite a few, more than usual, but it was generally the same.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be with you Tuesday.